Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
Yeah, I was just kind of curious if I was having a shipment out today. I've been trying to figure this out. Last week, you guys took money out of my account and it was in holding status and nothing processed, so the funds went back into my account.
Do you have the
So just
account
trying to
number,
figure
please?
just a phone number and address.
What's the phone number?
419-944-4741.
41. Okay, just one moment. I'll try to see if there's an account under this phone number.
There is.
And what's the name and the address, please?
Sean Carter, 1311 Dixie Highway, Rossford, Ohio, 43460.
Okay, just one moment. I have to pull up another screen. This is just frozen. Okay, it's just taking a moment for it to pull up. Okay, I'm getting logged back on now, so I should be able to pull it up in just a moment. And have you checked your ledgers? It's still not on there.
What ledgers?
That's for the authorization for your shipment.
What do you mean ledgers? Like what
Your
ledgers?
bank ledger.
Yeah, last week on Tuesday it said that it was getting taken out. By Friday it was put back in my account. But what happens is I've called you people so many times to try to figure out just to get to where I'm at. I started this in November and I've only got issues 1 and 2 that came right away and 4, 5 and 6. 3's been out of stock. I guess 7's out of stock. So I don't know what's supposed to be shipping next. The last
Okay.
does my account does this account say that it's in processing status?
Okay, so it looks like the last shipment that went out was the 9th, and that yeah, that was 8, 9, 10, and 11. Let's see here. Okay, so the shipment hasn't been confirmed yet. So, like, it hasn't finalized that charge. It
You
won't
want to know? Okay,
finalize
all right, all
until.
right. Oh my God.
Until
This
the
is
shipment.
this is what happened last time.
Okay.
I am
Well,
sick. I am.
when you do the frequency of a week, do run the risk of if we are behind with shipments, like as far as the
I'm
carrier
running.
picking
I'm
them
running
up.
the. I'm doing
Sir,
the week thing.
please allow me to finish what I'm saying, sir. So
I saw my call log
when
on.
you do. When you do the, usually it's supposed to be every 4 weeks. If you speed it up and you choose to speed it up on every 1 week, sometimes if the shipment is not confirmed from the last week, if there is a delay in the carrier picking up shipments, then it's going to carry over into the following week. If they have not picked up the shipment, then the shipment is still unconfirmed. That means there's no tracking yet. So it's not going to release any other shipment until that other ship, the previous shipment has gone out. So it's at the warehouse as of right now. Currently, they are delayed by 10 days or more as far as confirming shipments with tracking information, because the carrier is behind, and unfortunately that's beyond our control. So I do apologize for the delay.
Okay, all right, you've told me everything that every other agent has told me.
That is what's going on.
I've talked to them at least. I had to talk to one of your supervisors and ask them to convince me to continue with this build. That was before I even got the last three issues. And that was last month I got those. So the reason I put it on every week frequency was because it wasn't even being shipped out every 3 weeks. So I figured, you know what? Let me get a couple extras or try to speed it up, because it is delayed. I do understand that if one shipment doesn't go out on this day, that it's going to be processed in hopefully the next day. You guys ship out on Tuesdays and Fridays. You guys deduct money out of the accounts on Tuesdays and Thursdays. One of the last people I talked to before that last shipment went out told me that, well, they verify the funds. You guys pull the funds out to make sure the funds are there, and then the funds go back into my account. So
no, that's not correct.
Actually, it is.
It's not us doing that. If it's not finalized after a certain period of days, it will drop the authorization from the ledger.
Okay, can I speak now too? Because you asked that, and I let you. And I'm just telling you what I've been told by a million of your agents, or at least a dozen of them. And I get the runaround every damn time. So I'm telling you what I've been told. One of the last times I was told, when I literally watch my bank account every couple of days to make to see if that Eagle Moss is pending. The last time before this last shipment of 8, 9, 10 or whatever is going out, it was pending. Then all of a sudden the pending thing disappeared. I talked to a gentleman that works with you guys, and he told me that you guys do a pre-authorization, and then now you guys are waiting for my bank to release the funds. So I'm like, okay, well, this is new to me. I call my bank up, and my bank says, no. When something goes pending, like let's say you go out to eat, you use your card, and you put a tip on there. Obviously, the first part goes through right away. The tip might take a day or two, and it shows pending. My bank will let it stay pending for 2 days, maybe three, and if the merchant doesn't take it back, it puts it back out of the pending status into my account, because it thinks that the merchant didn't take it, or something screwed up. And this is Citizens Bank, not some little one shop credit union. Citizens Bank's kind of big. Okay. I don't know if you guys have them out where you're at. Whatever. So when it shows pending in my account, you guys have told me that you guys do a pre-authorization to make sure the money's there. Well, when the money goes back into my account, if you guys don't hit debit withdraw money now, and it goes back into my account, that guy told me that now it gets put on a holding status because my financial institute is not releasing the funds yet.
Okay. If it's not finalized after a few days, the bank drops the authorization. The authorization request is still there, and then it comes back onto your account once it's been finalized. So this charge has not been finalized, because they don't finalize the charge until they picked it up and they've attached the tracking to it. Since it's delayed, that's the reason why it's not been confirmed yet as far as logistics picking up.
I didn't even get tracking on my last one.
Okay, well, it's set up to send out tracking once it's put.
Yeah, it sent track. It sent out a tracking, and it never had it had your guys' generic Eagle Moss serial number to it.
Okay, and that's an issue with logistics. So that's unfortunately we don't have any more information than what's on that link.
So when am I going to see this possibly process?
I'm not sure.
This has honestly been the worst experience I've ever dealt with.
Okay.
If it wasn't for my 6-year-old being obsessed with Back to the Future right now, and I'd have just said, you know what? Screw it.
We don't have any ETAs as of right now because we don't work at the warehouse or have really any communication with them. So pretty much they are just trying to get the shipments out. I know that it's 10 days and sometimes I've seen where it's more. So in this case, I see it's been more. So usually the average that I've seen is like 21 days at the most. That's
So if
as
somebody
far as
was
how many.
actually on a so if somebody was on a weekly frequency like I set myself up to, just so I can get a couple extra issues, then I'm going to go back to the 3 weeks. How is it that you guys can even process somebody? Why do you guys offer one, a shipment every week if you guys can't even keep up with the processing of it?
Well, usually it's not as backed up as this, and it goes out usually. Like if you do it on a weekly basis, usually the shipments are confirmed by then. But pretty much since last like holiday season last year, they've been backed up. They'll still offer it because sometimes there are instances where they'll get the shipments confirmed before that week is up.
Okay, and what about my issues that are in the skip status because you guys were out of stock on them? What happens with those issues? Do I have to
You would
call
just
up
need
every...
to you just need to request to unskip them at a later
How do I
time.
know when they? How do I know when they're in stock then?
We can check our ETA list to see like if there's any ETA. If there's not one, like if there's not a date on there, then that means that Home Office hasn't given us that information. But for the most part, we can check and
Well,
see.
I need issues 3 and 7. I mean, I haven't even gotten up to 10 yet here, and we're already halfway through February, and I started this in November.
Let's see here.
Didn't get my second shipment until like 2 weeks
And it
ago.
doesn't look like they have ETA on this list for those issues. And this one is actually from December. So usually they'll send us an ETA list every 2 to 3 months, and because the dates on this list go to April for what they have ETAs for, and sometimes they'll update it periodically. So there, as of right now, I wouldn't know when those issues would come in.
Wonderful. Well, I don't even know what to do here anymore. This has just been, this, I mean, it's already going to take over a year to build this damn thing. It's going to take me freaking 3, maybe 4 years to get all the parts. Who knows if by then, if you guys are even going to still continue carrying the thing, or if you guys are going to discontinue it halfway through my build. Then what? I'm
Well,
sitting
as
there with
far
a shelf full of, a half-built shelf full of parts for something I can't even use.
well, I do apologize. It does advise that there are delays on the offer. Because I mean, as far as getting some of our things in with customs is backed up too, and so is shipping. So unfortunately, we have delays that are beyond our control.
So there's no knowing if I'm gonna be getting it today then, or if it's gonna be
No,
credit.
it's not going to, if it hasn't been finalized by now, then it's not finalized yet. Because this was our processing day and they do it very early in the morning. Right now it's they're on Central Standard Time at the warehouse and it's almost 5 o'clock, so they're pretty much done with the processing as far as what shipments they're processing as of right now.
Wonderful. Right, well, I guess I won't hold my breath because if that would have happened, I would have died months ago. So I guess I'll just keep telling my son that I don't know. So great.
Well, I do
Okay.
apologize for the delay. Was there anything else I could help you with?
Everybody apologizes for the delay, but actually it doesn't do anything to get the the situation taken care of, so it's just wonderful.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling Evil Moss. You have a good morning, sir.
Yep.